In recent days, WAMC has been speaking with some of the lesser-known candidates running for Vermont governor, as Republican Phil Scott seeks a second term against Democrat Christine Hallquist. Independent congressional and gubernatorial candidate Chris Erickson says she's running for both offices because she has an idea to ease the tax burden that would work at either governmental level.
There's three parts to my plan on how to get ROI, return on investment of taxpayer dollars. Now, if I'm elected governor, the only thing I can really do is hold conferences with all governors from all different 50 states and talk to them about my plan and try to get them to agree to it and make a demand on the United States Congress that they sponsor a bill and put forward my plan. If I'm elected to the U.S. Congress, I simply sponsor a bill to put forward my plan. It's all about ROI, return on investment, and getting taxpayer dollars back to the states. What it is this. Step one, when we pay our federal taxes, they go to Washington, D.C., and the United States Congress votes to give them to the Pentagon, billions of dollars. The Pentagon gives millions of dollars to each of the defense contractors like Boeing and Lockheed. Work made for hire law means that the person paying for the work gets the profits. But I'm saying, wait a minute. The taxpayers paid for the research, design, and development. The people deserve a share of the profit. And all that profit that I'm demanding the people get back could be divided between the 50 states and pay for health care, education, low-income housing, and all the things that people need. You know, the infrastructure, the roads, the bridges, everything. Now, part two is looking at the pharmaceutical companies. And the U.S. Congress votes to give our tax dollars to the NIH, the National Institute of Health. The NIH gives millions to each of these pharmaceutical corporations. We should own a share of the profits. We put all this money in, we have a right to a return on our investment, ROI. Now, the third part of my plan is I am fed up with these nonprofit organizations. I don't think a lot of these nonprofits need the money. I think they're sticking their hands out, getting millions of dollars from the U.S. Congress, and I don't think they need the money. So those are three points of my plan.
Chris Erickson, your three-part plan sounds like it would be most effective at the congressional level. So why continue to run for both Congress and governor? Why not just focus on one?
Because if I run for governor, I could hold a meeting of all governors, hold a conference meeting of all governors across the United States of America and say, let's sign a petition, let's do something, let's get, you know, because the money I'm asking for, I'm saying the taxpayers deserve the ROI, return on investment, but the money should go to the states and be divided among the 50 states. So the money would be deposited back into the general fund of each state to help pay for education and health care and roads and bridges and everything the states need.
Bringing it to the state level, what sorts of things do you see as governor that you would need to work on whether or not the return on investment plan works?
Well, we need to work on cleaning up Lake Champlain. I've talked about that in the past, that one-third of Vermonters draw their drinking water from Lake Champlain, and it's got to be cleaned up. I have another new plan, and that's to bring homeless veterans to the state of Vermont. There are 40,000 homeless U.S. military veterans in the United States. Now, if you have 40,000 homeless U.S. military veterans, and let's say you took all 40,000 to Vermont. If you bring 40,000 homeless veterans with an average income of SSI of 1,000, you know, with food stamps, or an average of $1,000 a month in pension, $1,000 per person times 40,000 homeless veterans is $40 million per month that would be introduced into the economy of Vermont and would go to your pharmacies, your stores, your grocery stores, and so forth. So that would improve the economy of Vermont.
An extended conversation with independent Chris Erickson is at WAMC.org. Six other candidates are running for Vermont governor, according to the Secretary of State's office. Independents Charles Laramie and Trevor Barlow, Democrat Christine Hallquist, Republican Phil Scott, the Liberty Union Party's Emily Payton, and the Earth Rights Party's Stephen Marks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.